Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I want to encourage you to stay tuned to today's message by my father, Brother Hardy. He'll be ministering a beautiful sermon entitled, The Name Above All Names. The name of Jesus Christ the Lord. He's no longer just the babe of Bethlehem or the man of Galilee or the lowly Nazarene. Neither is he even the crucified Christ on the cross, but the risen Lord of glory. I'll be back to tell you how you can get a copy of this message, The Name Above All Names. And now let's join Brother Hardy for the message.
My message is going to be The Name Above All Names. Subtitle is, What's in a name? What's in a name? First of all, lay a little groundwork. In the Old Testament and in the day when Jesus came, they didn't have a second name. How many knew that? See, we have second names. I'm Robert Hardy. You're ever whatever your name is. I hope you know it. See, I'm not just a Robert. I am a particular Robert, Hardy. You're not just whatever your name is, David. You're a particular David. You're a David Belt. Now, your brother next to you is not a David, but he's a Belt. But see, he's a Danny Belt. Old Danny Belt. So in Jesus' day, we have a Joseph, to distinguish this Joseph, because there was a lot of Josephs. But this particular Joseph that wanted to come and get Jesus' body wasn't Joseph the father, but he was Joseph of Arimathea. And another common name was Judas. But the one that betrayed Jesus wasn't just the Judas, but he was Judas Iscariot, which means he was from the city of Iscariot. So you got the idea? They had a name, but you had to add an adjective to distinguish the names from the other ones that had the name. And Jesus had the name of Jesus, and there was a lot of Jesuses in Jesus' day. How many knew that? The Hebrews, it would have been what? Joshua in the English, or Yeshua. There was a lot of Joshuas. It was a very common name. Now, he wasn't the Joshua raised from the dead that led Israel into Egypt, into the promised land. He wasn't that Joshua. Have you ever read in Hebrews where it says that and if Jesus would give them the rest, there wouldn't be another Savior? He's not talking about the Lord Jesus. He was talking about Joshua. How many's following me now? We have to distinguish who this Jesus is. He's not just any Jesus. See, I'm not just any Robert. You're not just any David. You're not just any Terrence. You're not just any Wanda. Say your last name. You're a Vecchia or something like that. A half right. So what's in a name? So it comes time for Jesus to be born. Matthew 1:20 and 1:21, it comes time for God to bring Jesus into the world. And I'll tell you up a little bit before the 21st. Joseph was supposed to marry Mary, and he finds out she's pregnant. According to the law, he could have had her stoned to death. But being a just man, or a good, righteous man, he's good and just. He gave her what she didn't deserve, he thought. He's going to put her away privately. But God sends the angel. And while it says in the 21st, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David. See, though, this wasn't just ordinary Joseph. This was Joseph, the son of David. And it had to be that because the Messiah had to be born from David's line. There was a lot of Joseph, maybe Joseph, the son of Aaron, or maybe the Joseph, the son of Reuben. But this was Joseph, the son of David. Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So therefore The first what's in the name is Jesus is declared by the angel of the Lord to be Savior. He is Jehovah's Savior, because Jesus or Yeshua means Jehovah's salvation or Savior. That's the divine declaration of who Jesus is. Jesus the Savior. And he's divine because he's going to save his, mark that word, his in yellow, his people from their sins. And only God can forgive and save from sins. You got that? So his first declaration of what or who Jesus was is God's Savior. Now he's born, and now he's what? Jesus, the babe of Bethlehem. You can read it at Luke 2:15-16. I won't read it. But the angels told the shepherds, go into Jerusalem, the city of David, and you'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. The babe from Bethlehem. Because the Messiah, according to Micah 6:2, had to come out of Bethlehem. He said, though thou be the littlest, O Bethlehem of Ephratah, though thou be the littlest of the thousands of Israel, yet out of he shall come forth him unto me, that whose going forth has been old, who is my fellow, my equal. I'm laying all the groundwork for us to really explode and shout at the end. So now he's the babe from Bethlehem, not just Jesus, any all the other Jesus, but this special one that's supposed to come, who's divine, whose going forth has been from old, from everlasting, who is God's fellow equal. Got it? Now who is the Jesus, the boy at the temple. Remember when he was 12 years old? His mother and father lost him, but he wasn't lost. And they found him at the right place in the temple. If you've lost Jesus because you're in the world and on a journey in the world, then come back to the temple and the house of God and you'll find him. Then he grows up. There's nothing said about him for 18 years. 12 to 18. But at 30, that's when all the ministers started their ministry. He's Jesus, the carpenter of Nazareth. If you don't want the Nazareth said, I'm looking for Jesus, they'll say, which one are you looking for, the carpenter? Might not have been a lot of Jesuses in that city. But he's the particular Jesus, the carpenter. So after being the carpenter, that's Mark 6:3 if you want to take a note. He's 30 years old after 18 years from 12 being in the temple to being the carpenter's son to man. God's 18 years preparing him because he had to grow in grace and knowledge, just like you and I, because he was perfectly human. He had to grow in grace and knowledge. He didn't use his pre-existence omniscience, knowing everything. That was suppressed. And he lived as a perfect human. And he had to develop, just like his body had to develop. How many say amen? His wisdom had to develop. Now, in the spirit, his spirit knew it all, but his natural man didn't. I mean, the baby couldn't tell you nothing. I mean, you could have went to the two-year-old Jesus and asked him all kind of theological questions, and he wouldn't be able to tell you boo. So now he is sent forth, and he is Jesus, the rabbi, the master teacher. Because all three of the words mean the same thing. Rabbi is the Aramaic for teacher, master. You know, in England, they still have what they call the headmaster. Who's a headmaster in England? He's the head of that school. He's a head teacher. The teacher is a master. He gets a master's degree. They really can't teach till they get a master's degree, and they can't get a seat in a college till they get a professor's degree. See, I'm allowed to teach because I got a master's degree. I got the decree from the master. Go and preach. Jesus, the rabbi, the master, the teacher. What did Mary call him when she was at the tomb and thought they stole his body? And the Lord appeared to her and she thought he was the gardener. And what does Rabboni mean? That's the Aramaic for my master, my teacher, my rabbi. Because the I on the end is the personal pronoun in the Greek, my. I mean in the Hebrew. Just like the Greek, the Hebrew has the pronoun on the end of the word. My teacher, because the Lord told him, don't you call nobody your master but me. You know, in English we want the opposite. You call a grown man what? Mister. What do you call a young person that's just a kid? Master. All right. John 3:1-2, proving he's a rabbi, master, teacher. And there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of Jesus. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi. So here we got Jesus the rabbi. We know that thou art a teacher. He's now explaining what rabbi means. Come from God, for no man can do these miracles except God be with him. Matthew 19:16, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? So now he's Jesus the rabbi, Jesus the master, and then he's Jesus the teacher. That's the Greek didaskalos. He's Jesus the didaskalos, Jesus the rabbi, Jesus the master. What's in a name? Not just any Jesus. Then, when Jesus began to preach and validate his message that it was from God doing miracles, in John 9:16, they call him Jesus the sinner. So in John 9:16 says, therefore said the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can this man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division amongst them. So he's just Jesus the sinner.
Amen. What a powerful and inspirational message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the name above all names. I believe that you're rejoicing in your spirit as you realize that Jesus is now the risen Lord of glory. He's not the babe of Bethlehem. He's not the lowly Nazarene. He's not even the Christ on the cross. And thank God he's not the Jesus in the tomb. But he is the Lord Jesus Christ. And his name has been exalted above every name, that at the name of Jesus the Christ, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. If he's Lord of your life, I know that you want to have a copy of this message for your personal cassette library. It is available in its entirety on both audio cassette and CD for your love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Please request offer number 307T for the audio tape. And request offer number 307 CD for the CD. For the message, the name above all names. Enclose your love gift of at least $10 or more to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy, request Faith is Action magazine, and write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You will be blessed by the timely messages and inspirational teachings of the Faith is Action magazine. Write for yours today.